Track 11, Words That Heal. As you will note, this track is entitled Creating Magic Words. If you recall from track 9, we discussed Wendy, the CNA that was to give the yarn winding activity to Effie, which you had left in Effie's room. When she did not do this, I suggested you treat Wendy or act as if she would give Effie the yarn winding the next time. In order to establish a positive connection between you and Wendy, I suggested you find something you liked or admired about Wendy, perhaps her hair. Just before talking with her, you might say to yourself, "Gee, Wendy has great hair." Thus, these words can act like magic to establish the building blocks of a positive rapport between you and Wendy by changing your focus and demeanor from negative frustration or even anger to positive admiration. This track provides more specifics regarding how to create additional positive self-talk messages. As indicated in the preceding example, when you engage in positive self-talk, you can instantly reduce stress. Also, as mentioned in step 1 of solution-focused thinking, you focus on what you want to have happen. Thus, your self-talk words have the power not only to describe what you want to have happen, but your self-talk words also have the power to prescribe what will happen. In short, what you say to yourself about a CNA, or administrator, or director of nursing, elicits an emotional response within you. Ask yourself, are your words a cure or a curse related to stresses in the facility? Of course, you would like for them to be a cure. So let's talk very specifically about how to create positive self-talk or affirmations. Affirmations are positive self-talk phrases that are constructed in a manner to create positive thoughts and behaviors. Here are 8 steps to create effective affirmations or statements about what you want to have happen. After each step, a musical tone will sound, indicating you are to turn your CD player off and do the activity suggested in creation of your own affirmation. Step 1 in creation of your affirmation is make your affirmations short, clear, and specific. For example, I am a good manager of my activity department, or I communicate clearly and professionally with my administrator, or I create ways for volunteers to flow easily towards my facility, or I effectively create relationships with CNAs like, insert a name here, to conduct activities left in residents' rooms, insert a resident's name here. Now you try. Step 2. Phrase your affirmations in the present tense. You want your affirmation to start taking effect today. For example, I walk through the facility in a confident, organized, professional manner. Step 3. Put your affirmations in very positive terms. For example, I'm a very caring person. I help others with kind words. Avoid words based on wish fulfillment, fear, or negativity. For example, you do not want to say, I hope thus and so does not happen, or please don't let thus and so happen. Instead, using positive terms, state, for example, regarding documentation, I create an organizational system to assure my progress notes are updated in a timely manner. Now it's your turn to state an affirmation using positive terms and avoid using words like not and no. Step 4. However, don't make affirmations about changing other people. For example, do not state, I wish my director of nursing, CNA, dietary supervisor, etc., would do thus and so, or be a certain way. You cannot change others. You can only change yourself. Trying to change others only creates additional stress. For this reason, direct the attention of your affirmation toward changing yourself. For example, I am able to effectively set limits with my alert, domineering residents, state names, who are constantly demanding bingo. Now it's your turn to state an affirmation focusing on yourself and not trying to change someone else. Step 5. Write your affirmations when you're in a receptive state, after meditating or perhaps taking a nice long walk, if you can afford the luxury and the time to do so. If you are in your car, you cannot write your affirmation down. When you hear the musical tone and turn your CD player off, repeat your affirmations several times to yourself. Step 6. Keep your affirmations in handy places. Take them with you. Repeat them often. Keep in mind how long it took you to create your negative thoughts. The good news is, a few positive thoughts for only about 17 seconds can offset hundreds of negative thoughts. So don't feel overwhelmed, thinking that for every negative thought, you have to come up with an equal number of positive thoughts. Step 7. Change or rewrite your affirmations as you see fit. You may change your mind about a specific goal or need. Step 8. Have fun with your affirmations. Don't take them on like a chore. Here are some sample affirmations that you may want to use as a springboard for your own. My body, mind, and spirit are joyful, happy, and energetic. The child within me embraces me. I'm joyfully in the moment. I enjoy others for who and what they are. I see the humor in myself. I enjoy myself and others. At work or at home, I am healthy, happy, and fit. Like other tracks in the 2-CD set, it is hoped that you will replay this track often so that the creation of the affirmation statements as to what you want to have happen become second nature. Resources in the selected reading section of your instructor's guide include The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, The Dark Side of the Light Chasers by Debbie Ford, Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting by Lynn Grabhorn, and 5 Good Minutes.